Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm excited at this time to bring on our special yes. Now, this is a man who worked in Nebraska for quite a while, KETV in Omaha. Now you can turn on your television and see him on multiple different shows when it comes to ESPN. Mr. Matt Schick, how you doing, my friend?
Mr. Carriker, I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Dude, life is glorious. It's like negative 80,000 degrees and it's snowing. I love cold weather. Do you like cold weather? You're a Colorado guy. You graduated from CU.
I went to CU. I lived in Nebraska for a long time. But I tell you, living out here in Charlotte, North Carolina makes you so soft. Oh. Like, it goes below 40 degrees and we are all bundled up. Like, we can't go outside. It's 38 degrees. Are you crazy? So, yeah, we're soft now.
Dude, I totally get it. I've always said, because the Rams were in St. Louis when I played, I've always said the dome made me soft. And I feel stupid saying it, but ever since I played in the dome, I'm like, I swear to God, I'm a wuss when it comes to cold weather. Now that I'm back here, by God, I'm getting tough again, Matt. I tell you what.
Yeah, you're like canceling school because of 4 inches of snow. What is this? We're here in Charlotte. We might get a trace tomorrow. School's off for the rest of the week, remote learning. So that's how we are.
I get it. So I trained for the draft down in Houston, and there was a prediction of snow. Right, the next day, they canceled all classes for all schools. All it did was a slight drizzle of rain, and they still canceled all classes. There was no actual snow, just the threat of snow.
We just got our notification from the school district saying we are monitored. I mean, granted, I'm going to go for a run in a little bit outside. It's beautiful. It's like 45 degrees, but they said we are aware of the situation with the weather. We will make a decision later on today. I'm like, later on today, nothing's happening. So yeah, they always try to get ahead of it.
We are aware of the situation. I love that wording. Yeah. All right, my man. So I got a bunch of stuff I want to ask you about. Yeah. Let's start with your time here at Nebraska, because you covered Husker sports, Nebraska football for a long time, did a lot of things on TV and a bunch of other places, Kearney, Omaha, et cetera. What sticks out to you from your time covering the Huskers, the Solich era, Callahan, Pelini? What sticks out the most to you from your time covering Nebraska football?
I think for me it was just the day-to-day minutiae of Nebraska football, where you just eat, sleep, drink, breathe it all of the time. Those were great times of like, what's going on next? Because you didn't have a dozen different, two dozen outlets and online things that are competing with you. It was local TV. So you had the access to provide for the fans. So that was cool. And then just the access that I was able to get through contacts and through Keith Mann at Sports Information, and just be able to do some off the beaten path stories where, I'm taking Lane Kelly, the former long snapper, grocery shopping, and he's hiking bread through his legs. I posted that online a couple weeks ago when his wife, Danny Busboom Kelly, became the head coach of Nebraska volleyball. So that's on my Twitter account. I did a fun story with Zach Taylor. I remember doing something with you. I don't know if the story, I think it was about the slow-mo defense and the moves you guys would do pregame. That was a fun story. We did West Coast defense, where all they did was score, and that was the entire playbook for the defense, because they had like four touchdowns.
That was 07, right? That was after 06, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
My senior year was 06, to be clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we just a bunch of fun stories that I was able to do and get to know the players, because it's one thing to just sit down and go, hey, what's the scouting report for Colorado this week? It's another to have some fun with some of these guys, whether it was Sam Keller or Joe Gans or you or Lane Kelly. Just a lot of fun. You feel connected with the program.
So for those who may not know, the slow-mo thing was something that our D-line coach would have us do. We'd go through all our get-offs and hitting the bag and one-on-ones, and then we'd hit the old linemen, you know, get each other good and lathered up. And then we'd go about the 10-yard line. We'd come off really slow-mo, doing the most fancy, ridiculous pass rush moves you've ever seen. At first, I thought it was just ridiculous, and then I freaking – it just, like, got you loose mentally just having fun. I thought it was great. All right, so talk to me about Lane Kelly, because he was a long snapper, walked on to University of Nebraska. Our time crossed over quite a bit. You did a feature on him, obviously. As you know, Danny Busboom is now the volleyball coach. But what was it like getting to know Lane, getting to know, as Nebraska fans have learned, you know, don't take your long snapper for granted, all right? What was it like getting to know Lane and doing that whole feature with him?
It was great. The toughest part is just the pitch of, here's what we want to do, what do you think? And you have to find the right person to buy into it. And you also have to find someone who's willing to sell them on it. So Keith Mann was always my go-to of like, hey, you know I'm not going to lead you astray. We're going to do some fun stories. And so, you know, Lane Kelly and I, they had, it must have been an off day or maybe it was right after practice. And we took him to, we had some snapping on the field and we took him to a local grocery chain and had him hike a, you know, had a lettuce through his legs, and he's got his helmet on, his jersey on. And we're going through the store. I don't even know if the store is still there. I think it might have gone bankrupt or whatever and closed. But and then took him to a bowling alley and had him bowl the ball between his legs like a long snapper was, just to show that it wasn't just his job on the football team, but a way of life. And he was all in on this stuff. And the outtakes, which I'll have to find somewhere, were hilarious of us just like laughing at the fact that we're doing this stuff. And the fun thing about stories like that is you get kind of connected to the program and the players. And I was in Charlotte last year for the ACC championship game, because I do the Dr. Pepper halftime tuition giveaway stuff, and I've done that for about 5 or 6 years. And Louisville was playing in it last year against Florida State, and Lane knew I was there, and I get this text as I'm about to leave after the halftime. He gives me a text or through Facebook, through Messenger, said, hey, we're up here. Why don't you come up here? So I did, and I probably hadn't seen Lane since he graduated school or near shortly thereafter. And so got to reconnect with him and Danny, and this is when she was still a Louisville head coach. They were up in the suite, talked to them for about a half hour, 20 minutes, and talked to them about her future and what they were doing and their family. And then now he's back as the royal family of Nebraska football. And he and I were just texting last week, all because of a silly 2.5 minute story that aired 20 years ago. And now here we are exchanging texts.
That's odd. It's stuff like that that I just think is really cool. The store probably went out of business because the customers saw heads of lettuce being chucked all over the place.
Yeah, they saw this. Like, if this is the kind of store and thing we're operating here and allowing Nebraska football players to ransack the place by hucking loaves of bread into the cart, that's not good. The other story I forgot to mention was we had Carl Pellini and Bo Pellini in a story as well, which was a lot of fun. That's online there as well. So, yeah, we had some good times.
What was that story about, Carl and Bo? Because they're very interesting, entertaining personalities.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, it was during a bye week, and I knew I was going to do a story with Carl at the time, and because Keith Mann told me, he's like, you know who would be good would be Carl. And I said, okay. So I went to work on a story, and the story that we pitched was that instead of all the T-shirts, like I'm a Bo-Lever and Bo Big Red and my Bo friend's back and all this, because Bo had just gotten rehired at Nebraska, instead of it being about Bo, we had the shirts and everything be originally about Carl, but Bo got jealous and made him about Bo. So the whole awesome. Story was just juxtaposing about how Carl is the star of this and he's overshadowing Bo and it's all about Carl, Carl, Carl. And so we just flipped the script, so to speak, on this whole thing. And I actually went and got T-shirts made. And so in part of the story, he goes, you want to know the dirty secret about those T-shirts? And he opens up a drawer in his desk in his office. He goes, these were the original ideas behind the T-shirts. And he opens up and unfurls a T-shirt. And it says on it, my Carl friend's back.
Oh, man.
And there's another one about my, you know, I'm a Carl believer or whatever it is. And the story ends with Bo walking into Carl's office, and he's wearing a shirt that says, got Carl? Instead of got Bo, got milk. It says, got Carl. And he asks a question and leaves, and that's it. And it was by far the most, before social media, the most noteworthy story that I did and one that I still get asked about. How did you do it? How did they take part in it? And I'm still grateful for Bo and Carl for taking part in it. It was a fun day.
I'm curious about the feature on Zach Taylor. I mean, he was the last player that we had was like a conference offensive player of the year, obviously the coach of the Bengals. A very nice, humble guy who's obviously turned into a very good NFL football coach. He makes it back once a year, brings his kids to a Nebraska basketball game. They're big-time Nebraska basketball fans. But what was that feature like with Zach Taylor?
It was great because the first story we actually shot was with Lane, but the first story that actually aired was with Zach. And we pitched the story to Zach. This is before he took a snap with Nebraska football. It was that summer. It was that August, a couple weeks before camps or before the season started. And I was looking at his time because he was at Butler Community College, but before that he was at Wake Forest. And at Wake Forest, his stat line for his career at Wake Forest was 1 for 1 for like 3 yards.
I remember that.
Yeah. So we said, Zach, I want to pitch this story, do this story with you. And how we relive that one perfect pass that you threw and just how you think about it all the time and how great it was. And we had the script. I showed it to him. He thought it was hilarious. So he comes out in his green jersey, his practice stuff. This is after he's practiced. And he comes back out. We're sitting in the bleachers. It's just him and me. We're on the field, just he and I. And we're just doing this stuff. The outtakes were funny. France Hardy took part in it at the very end. And the punchline at the end is I run the quick 3 yard out. And instead, he looks me off and throws to France Hardy for 40 yards down the field instead. But, you know, that's also a story that I probably haven't seen Zach in 20 years. But if I did, I'd like to, you know, I'd love to either redo it, do another part of the story or just reconnect, because I think it's still something that has gotten brought up. Like when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, they tweeted it out or he got wind of it. And it was, I think the local Cincinnati affiliate might've gotten a piece of it. So these were all pre-social media. Mm-hmm. And had they been done in this day and age, the kids say they would have gone viral. But in that day and age, it was just word of mouth. And if you didn't see it on KETV.com, then you missed it. But enough people saw it, enough people remembered it. So it was pretty fun.
All right. You graduated from Colorado, so we'll look past that. But I have to ask you, this is going to get very, very serious here, Matt. Just I'm going to warn you, very serious here. Okay. All right. Deion made zero in-home visits, didn't leave the Colorado facility to see a single high school recruit. I don't have a question about that. I'm just throwing it out there. My question is, going forward, without Shadur, without Travis, as a Colorado alum, what do you realistically think Colorado's future in football looks like under Coach Prime?
Well, I think as long as he's there, they're going to be interesting. And that's the thing that I don't think you can put a price tag on. This was the laughingstock program for the better part of 5 years before he showed up. And for him to do what he's done in such a short period of time, they've gotten the return on the investment. The amount of impressions and all this stuff, just growing the brand has helped. So even when he leaves, it'll be better than when he showed up. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this works because, again, they stockpiled a ton of transfers. I'm not a huge fan of adding 15 to 20 a year, but I get that's his model and that's what he wants to do. He might not have made a ton of in-home visits, but still gets a benchmark quarterback in Juju Lewis. London Merritt is a really good high school defensive end out of IMG. Like, he's going to get a handful of really good high school players. And he's got a bunch of NFL guys on his staff, you know, Marshall Faulk, Warren Sapp. What does that mean? I don't know, but it's kind of the bright, shiny light of come check us out. We'll develop you. If you're asking me, which you did, what's their ceiling or what can they attain? I think this is a year-over-year interesting program under Deion. I think it's a team that can compete for a Big 12 championship simply because it's the Big 12 and it's not the SEC or the Big 10. And, you know, even in the new format that they'll probably unveil in the next year or two, you finish top two, top three, you're probably going to have a chance to get into the college football playoff. So I think it's a team that, you know, top 25 on average is kind of the expectation. This is not a national championship program. It won't be under Deion unless all of the stars align. But I think as a Colorado alum and Colorado fans, I think they're okay with just being nationally relevant.
I wasn't aware that Marshall Faulk was there now. Actually, I'm very intrigued with that now. But I think you're right. I was watching a national sports show the other day, and they had a guest on, and they were wearing a Colorado hat. They're not a Colorado person. They're not a Colorado alum. I could see it plain as day. Had a Colorado hat on this national sports show, and that has to be connected to Deion. So I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Buffs. Sorry.
Well, it was a great interview until the end. No, I'm just kidding. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.